Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales, episode number 107,
Woo! That's my favorite number.
107, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it for you, buddy. I did it for you. I'm Tim, and with me today...
Olivia.
And...
Cliff.
Aw, hi, Cliff and Olivia.
Hello.
Hi.
You guys rock.
Really?
Aw.
Like a light, soft rock.
At least somebody thinks so.
Like a Journey kind of, you know...
Could it be like a good skipping stone?
No.
Oh. No. Is that too high?
Yeah. Man.
Like Air Supply.
Yeah, you guys are like a sweet Air Supply.
like the lightest of the light rock.
The one that the soft rock station just plays when they want to really rock out, you know? They play some Air Supply. You're that.
Hashtag like Air Supply.
Air Supply, get at me. You want to come on the podcast, we'll have you. So, as usual, capesandscalespodcast.com for all your Capes and Scales needs. If you need to email us for any reason, whether it's, you know, a good idea or not, you can drunkenly email us at capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. We have a YouTube, we have a Facebook, we have our West Coast branch that kind of do their own thing. You can check them out. And then we also have our TeePublic site, tpublic.com/user/man_dog_Tim. And we'll talk about that more in a second. Like right now, you can go there and get your Coffee Time with Olivia t-shirt. Well, what is that? That is our brand new YouTube segment. Tell them, Olivia.
I am going to launch a YouTube channel.
What?
It's going to be about me and coffee.
What?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yep, and we have the Coffee Time with Olivia t-shirt, and it's already out. You can get it in preemptive of the first episode, which goes live March 26th. Confirmed. I have a hard date for that.
So it's either already happened and you should watch it now.
Right.
Or it hasn't happened yet and check it off on your calendars.
That's right. Also, while you got your calendar out, our third episode of our Capes and Scales $10 unboxing should be up by now. Because that comes out March 20th, and there's no way this episode's going up tonight.
Spoiler alert, it's the 19th.
But, yes. So, yeah, there's some things for you guys to look forward to. We've been doing a lot of new content on the YouTube. If you haven't been checking out our YouTube, you're only getting half of the scowl.
We're missing the cape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're just a drunk in a cape with no scowl.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
The horse in front of the cart. Cart in front of the horse.
Or you're just a scowl that's walking around looking for a cape.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's weird. It is.
Air Supply. So, how is everybody? Let's start with Cliff. How are you?
Well.
All right, good work. Olivia, how are you?
I'm swell.
Whoa.
Phew. Yeah. No, I'm okay. A little tired. I think I said that last time.
Still tired.
Still tired. Drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking lots of coffee.
I'm pretty amped up because we just filmed another coffee thing. You know,
yeah.
That'll come out at some point, so be on the lookout for it.
Yeah, that one's going to come out in April. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed in April.
Yep.
We're not telling you a date, so just be on edge. April.
The 25th.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
Now we've locked that down.
I'm going to put it out like the 5th. I don't follow my own rules. Rules are dumb. They're for chumps. Don't be a chump.
So how's Tim?
I'm fine. I'm still doing the diet, and I'm just, you know, I was cleaning up the house. I was just doing a lot of, like, dad stuff. I was in dad mode, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's exhaustive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I scored enough points to say, I want to go podcast my stupid comic thing. And, you know, I got permission. So here I am.
Yeah, we're still doing the diet thing. For myself, I've struggled recently because work is miserable.
Sure.
So it's been harder to, you know, stay on course for myself. But, you know, it's only like one day and then I'm back on for a while. So.
Today in particular, I have been just accident prone. I don't know why. I burnt myself real bad on some hot cheese.
Ooh.
From
that's not fun.
From the oven. One of the breakfast sandwiches, hot cheese got me. And I somehow I cut myself today, and like I didn't even realize it happened, and I got blood all over the kitchen.
Sharp knives. They'll cut you, and you won't even know.
No, I didn't touch a knife. I don't know how it happened.
Oh.
What? What was that look
I
about?
I assumed it was from a knife.
No.
It's always like the weird ways you cut yourself that you bleed the most.
Yeah, right on the, like, not the very tip of my finger, but, like, close to it. It just, like, kept bleeding. Could not stop. It was, like, crazy.
You have been unable to point the finger all day.
I guess on exciting news, we got our tickets for Avengers.
Yay!
And I didn't think I could get more excited for that movie. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the most recent trailer that came out, and mm-hmm. I found a way to become more excited.
Well, don't tell me about it, because that's one of my news stories coming up.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
Scratch this.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Nothing to see here. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Wrong droids.
Yeah. Not even the right franchise.
Nope.
So, yeah.
These aren't the these are not the heroes you're looking for. That's no. Green Arrow.
All right, let's just get into the news, and we'll just start with that story. Let's just not be burdensome. Let's do it. All right. Ready? So, that first news story is the second Infinity War trailer has dropped, and people have lost their minds.
I lost it.
The pre-sale record on Fandango has been broken.
Are either of you surprised? No. You preemptively answered my question.
Usually they go on sale in the first 24 hours of the pre-sale. It broke the record after 6 hours.
I'm surprised it took that long to break the record.
Yes, the record was previously held by Batman vs. Superman.
Oh.
Yeah, doesn't that hurt? Oh. And then Black Panther most recently.
Well, thank God it's not Batman vs. Superman anymore.
Yeah. Now it's the third.
That's so many preemptive mistakes.
People hoping.
Yeah.
That's what hope looks like.
And then their face when they walked out is what it feels like.
Yeah. Yes, to have your hopes dashed.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on the trailer now that you've seen it? Now, was there anything that you're just like, yes? Like, what are you most pumped for?
Every moment that it will be on screen.
What a cop out, Air Supply. What a cop out.
I will say there's one thing that I am disappointed about,
mm.
and I hope in the future it will get remedied.
Mm-hmm.
They confirmed the run time.
Okay.
Is 2 hours and 34 minutes. It's the longest Marvel, like, MCU film.
Okay.
But I feel like with how many characters there are and how much story is going to be, I feel like they should have hit that 3 hour mark for it. I imagine they cut down to mm-hmm. that point.
Right.
You can't hear there's 26 minutes of footage that was that bad that needed to be removed. Like, I really was hoping it hit the 3 hour mark just because
Is this a part one? Are they doing the part one, part two thing still? Or?
See, that's what I'm not sure of. I think Avengers 4 is the follow-up, but I don't think it's getting the Infinity War title.
Okay, because I originally had thought they said...
Yeah, and then they changed it.
Okay. That's interesting. Mm.
But even if both of them were 3 hours, would you really be upset?
No, but it being 2.5 hours, if they're both 2.5 hours, it's a little more...
So I'm hoping like there's a director's cut that comes out.
Oh, there will be.
Like they did with BVS, which was supposed to make it watchable, and didn't. It just let us get more drunk.
I remember running out of alcohol, because our drinking game was that extreme, and you forced me to drink somebody else's alcohol. Like, you were just like, you need to drink more.
Well,
I'm like,
so I don't think our rules were that extreme. I think it was the movie was that bad that it made our rules that extreme.
Yes, I will agree to that. Because I had like a six pack or something, like enough to watch a movie under these rules and be okay.
Yeah, and that didn't work for anybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping there's like a 3 hour long director's cut of it.
To see. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that's really long for a superhero movie. So it's not like we're watching like Schindler's List or something, but like, you know. I guess, like, I don't know, I hope it doesn't feel long.
I don't think it will.
But, yeah.
Because, I mean, most of them have hovered over 2 hours.
Right.
And I think Civil War was, like, 2 hours and 28 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like that movie felt long. Like, I was thoroughly entrenched in the story.
Yeah, I recently got to see Thor, since it's been out on video.
And did you enjoy it?
I did. But I remember when I got to the end, I'm like, wow, I wonder how much is left. And when I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's got like, you know, 6 minutes left or something like that. And I'm like, oh, wow. Flew by. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my favorite Marvel movies to have come out so far. Mm-hmm. I loved that movie.
I think it was pretty good. Hela was awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping she'd show back up. We'll see. You know,
I doubt it.
I doubt it, but who knows? With Infinity Stones, who knows?
Right.
But yeah, this trailer looks great. It shows you some interactions from some characters that didn't get to interact. You know, like the Guardians showing up and interacting with like the Avengers. So.
Did you notice Hawkeye has been conspicuously absent from all the trailers?
There's a lot of theories on that.
He died off screen. In between movies, he just died.
He died with Old Man Logan. On off screen, I don't know.
He just died. Stubbed his toe.
Oh no! What is he, the Flash? Callback, ruin a comic. Watch it. It's on our YouTube.
Gangrene took his gangrene foot right off.
Right off.
Yeah. Then sepsis. He died in between movies.
He really could still. It's a shame because he could still shoot pretty good.
Yeah.
You'd have to prop him up against something, but he'd get there.
So, I mean. That's fine. Are you pumped for the movie?
As pumped as I was before. I mean, I enjoyed it. The one thing I saw a lot of people online were really freaking out about is Cap going up and confronting Thanos exactly like he does in the Infinity Gauntlet book, where it's like, clearly, you're not going to beat him, but you just go up there and, you know, give him the old grandfather talk and try to beat him up. Yeah. Try to get him in a headlock, you know?
Yeah.
Now, how many characters do you think are going to die?
I hope all of them. You have the Infinity... Because you have these Infinity Stones, you can just murder everybody a million times. And they should. They should take advantage of that. And that would be shocking to somebody who doesn't know anything about the Stones. Right. You have to believe there's a lot of people out there who don't want to research and don't know the comics, and they just want to watch this popcorn movie for them. And you want them to just be shocked. I want to be in the theater and hear gasps when, like, Tony Stark's head gets blown off or something. Like, I want that. I want that to be a thing.
I think most likely to die is going to be Cap.
Yeah.
Because I know like Chris Evans' contract is like up. Mm-hmm. So that's my... I think he's the most likely to die. Mm-hmm. Like important characters that we've had around for a long period of time.
I would love that in a way, because I feel the Cap trilogy is the best trilogy in the Marvel movies, and then it'll stay that way. It won't become some weird quadrology,
right?
And it'll be terrible.
I would argue that it may be one of the best trilogies.
Period.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the Cap trilogy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people don't like the first one. Max. No. We love you, Max.
Your opinion's wrong, but we still love you.
No, he's fine. All right, moving on, since I mentioned Max, go over to Superliminal Films and check them out. They rule.
Yeah, they do cool things.
Yeah, check them out for the time being. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The time being.
The time being.
We all just work for the time being. Indiana Jones 5. I went to movie news because we talked about Max.
Oh,
yes. Indiana Jones 5 is going to begin filming in April with director Steven Spielberg.
I really hope Shia LaBeouf's in it. And there's really bad green screen.
They have not confirmed him. They have confirmed Harrison Ford will return.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
That's even low for him. He's gotta be done.
He doesn't seem like he gives a shit at all.
No.
To like act anymore. Like he just doesn't care.
They were like, here's a lot of money. Alright.
It's like literally how he says it. It's like, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't care. And he'll phone it in. Or he'll do just enough.
He'll phone it in.
Projected release date is July 10th, 2020. Is there anything that could
make
you excited?
Not to sound morbid, but he may not even be around then.
He might not. No,
no, he's right. Not that old, but...
He crashes planes a lot. I swear to God, this is the funniest thing. It's terrible, and a terrible dark humor, but when Carrie Fisher was told that there was problems, she was having problems on a plane, somebody asked if she was on a plane with Harrison Ford in a crash. And I was like, wow, dark.
He is 75.
Okay, but, you know... Stan Lee is 90-something.
Yeah, he's, like, hanging on.
He's probably in pain. Like, I kind of want him to go for his own benefit.
He's 95.
Yeah. and everybody keeps messing with him. Leave Stan alone.
Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Right. Well, really, he doesn't know.
You touched my butt. Okay, true believer. I guess I did. Here's $1 million I earned from whoring myself out for the past 10 years in cons.
Betty White's how old? Pretty old.
I think she cracked 90.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. See, she's alive and kicking.
Yeah, she looks good for 90.
She's my favorite. She's my favorite Golden Girl.
Not mine.
Blanche.
Rue McClanahan all day.
You take me. I can see as a Blanche.
As a Blanche. I'm a Blanche guy. It's true.
She is 96.
Yep.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's had a long career. Could she make you more interested in Indiana Jones?
Yes. I'd be interested to see what role she played.
You know, Crystal Skull got such bad reviews, I've still never seen it.
Don't.
Right. No. That's what everybody tells me.
We saw it in theaters.
I'm sorry.
So, remember like how they did green screen in the 80s?
Yeah.
It's like they did that.
Again?
For the whole thing.
I hate that.
You could definitely tell in scenes where the vehicle they were in was stationary, and they were moving the green screen behind them. I was like, that came out, what, like four, like, what was it?
2004, five?
No, because it had to have been after 2008.
Oh, wow, then.
2010?
Yeah, oh, 2010, God. 2011, so like 8 years ago.
Really? It's, wow.
And they were sitting there pretending to move the car around. Like, sort of you'd see in like a TV show where it's like, they just move the back window. Mm. That is what they put into that movie. Mm. Yeah.
Well, on to happier news, The Incredibles 2! Are you pumped to see that?
I didn't.
I'd see it.
I would see it.
Yeah. I like the first, but I'm not, like, super giant fan of it.
Sure. I enjoyed the first one.
Yeah.
I love it when Craig T. Nelson gets work. It's my favorite thing in the world. Coach was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
So basically, The Incredibles 2 is going to have comic books. And they're going to come out around the same time as the movie.
That's cool. Yeah.
Dark Horse has announced there are two tie-in comics, a miniseries, and an original graphic novel slated to come out around the movie. And the movie is due out on June 15th.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like that they're tying in books to the actual movie. Yeah. That's interactive, it's good, if the movie does well, which it should.
Right.
I mean, I'm surprised they waited so long to do a sequel to this, because The Incredibles was huge when it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, this wave of superhero movies, like, I think doing it earlier would have been better.
Yeah.
You tell me Craig T. Nelson wasn't free? Sorry, buddy.
Right, because they could be on, like, Incredibles 4 at this point.
Right. And it would pop, it could have, all four could be great.
Right.
Because Craig T. Nelson.
But this is Pixar, right? Is it Pixar? Yes. Or is it DreamWorks?
No, it's Pixar, because Disney owns it.
Okay. Maybe since they're owned by the same company, they didn't want to encroach on the MCU.
I guess, but...
I don't think they care about stuff like
that. Yeah,
but they... It's different they audiences,
did they
too.
Own Marvel at that point, though? Because Incredibles was so long ago.
Let's reach to the internets again.
Interwebs, answer all my questions. If only we had some sort of crystal ball coffee.
2004, they did not own the MCU.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm surprised. But, like, even, like, just sticking with Disney movies, like, Frozen hasn't had a sequel yet. Blows my mind, because that was so big. I don't...
But, yeah, at the same time, I think they really do focus on quality with those types of movies.
Yes, but then they release straight to DVD... horrible sequels and
right where they change all the voice actors and...
right. Although Bambi 2 is awesome because it's Patrick Stewart as Bambi's father.
Okay.
And he's a total douchebag. It's great. He's like, Bambi, stop being an ass, get over here. And I'm just like, whoa. Wow. Bambi's dad is awesome.
But no, it is surprising that it's been 14 years since Incredibles 1.
Yeah, that's too long.
Yeah, because all the kids that would have loved it are now adults. That's terrifying to think.
Yeah, well, quote-unquote adults. But they'll probably still want to... They'll still have an interest to see it, I'm sure.
21-ish if they were 7. Oh, my God.
Disney and Pixar, there's kind of like no age...
It doesn't matter.
...group, you know? Especially Pixar. That's why Disney bought Pixar. Yeah. They're like, we can't compete with these guys. Absorb.
Another Toy Story movie.
Yes, absolutely. I remember grown men crying on in the theater on that third one.
I cried.
Did you? See, there you go.
Twice.
The first time I sat on my balls.
They're just good movies.
No, they're great. They're very good movies. I bought my kids the Lotso Smellin' Bear toy, and it smelled like strawberries, and it still does to this day.
Wow.
Scumbag.
Found it in the basement, cleaning up the basement. It was, like, packed away.
Why does the basement smell like strawberries?
The basement's awesome down here.
Yeah. This is where I'm moving in.
When I'm in trouble. It's a little wet, but who cares? So that's cool. And Dark Horse having it is cool. I believe the last time there was Incredibles books, I think Boom had it. Which is odd, because I'm pretty sure it was nowhere around when the movie came out, because Boom wasn't around then. Mm-hmm. Anywho, let's get to some comic news. You ready for comic news?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. You want the Batman or the Justice League news? You get to pick.
I'll go with Batman.
Batman news. Batman has a bunch of tie-in issues coming out as well. Batman Prelude to the Wedding. Batman's getting married. Did you know?
I hope she knows.
Okay.
Batman is marrying Catwoman.
That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, I saw...
with sweet, sweet Joelle Jones art.
Sketches of Catwoman's...
Sweet, sweet Joelle Jones
wedding
art.
Dress, yeah.
Yep. So there's a bunch of tie-in issues, and what it seems like is it's a bunch of the extras in the Bat family taking care of certain villains, like, because their villains are trying to interfere with the marriage.
Okay.
Trying to do a crime to mess up his marriage kind of thing.
So who's taking care of Catwoman?
Batman is, if you get my drift. They're doing a little bit of that catnip, you know what I'm saying? Nightwing versus Hush is the first one.
Okay.
Robin versus Ra's al Ghul, and it's Damian Robin, so... Mm-hmm. Batgirl versus Riddler, Red Hood versus Anarchy, and probably the most interesting one, Harley Quinn versus the Joker.
Wait, Harley Quinn's a good guy now?
Harley Quinn goes back a long way with Catwoman. They were part of the Gotham City Sirens with Poison Ivy, so they're besties. Or they were besties.
So she turned on Joker for her bestie.
Yes.
Mm.
Hoes before Joes?
Hoes before Joes.
Yeah. Anyways, I want to see that. That'll
sisters
be good.
Sisters before misters.
All right.
Mm. Ah, there we go.
Got there.
I'm sure that brings a tear to Tara Strong's eye. It is interesting to note that it is all being written by one writer, so I don't know if they'll interact with each other issue-wise. But Tim Seeley is writing it. He, I believe, is still on Nightwing.
So can he keep up writing 6 books?
Yeah, he's probably already turned them in. He's pretty good with that.
Okay.
I always feel Tim Seeley is really good, but I think he's way better at weird stuff. Like horror books, he does really well. When he does superhero books, it's hit or miss. Like Nightwing's been pretty good, I'm told. So we'll see. He's going to have different artists on every book, though. So we'll see.
We'll see.
And that is the Batman news. Any of those sound exciting to you? Nightwing Hush, Robin, Ra's al Ghul.
Nightwing Hush. Just because I like the Batman Hush book a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an interesting character.
I don't really care about Robin, Ra's al Ghul. I get it, it's his grandfather or whatever, but like...
Yeah, I don't care.
Damian's just always going to be a little shit to me. I'm sorry. Batgirl versus Riddler, that doesn't seem like there's any real... connection there, but I love the Riddler, so maybe.
Are they, like, trying to outsmart each other?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I feel like Batgirl Joker would have been better.
Yeah, but the Harley Joker is way more interesting, because this is, like, one of the few scenarios where she would even consider turning on him. And Red Hood Anarchy, oddly, could be good.
I don't know who Anarchy is, but I like the Red Hood movie.
Anarchy was an arrow. He was nothing like his actual character, and I think he had, like, a bow staff and did flips and stuff.
Okay. I stopped watching Arrow.
Yeah.
Like, 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still probably saw him.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I gave up on those shows as well.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
It's too hard. There's too much to watch.
I think it's got not good.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're done being Batman. Now we're going to go with our own road. Oh, this isn't good. Yeah. I want to read the Harley Quinn vs. Joker. And the other ones, maybe I'll check them out. Since we always do those reviews for Team Ashen's channel, maybe I'll read them. And then, so stay tuned. I'll read them. I'll make a point that one of us reads it and all of that. Jazz. Mm-hmm. And now on to my final piece of news. This is me rubbing my palms together. I hope it picks up.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Justice League news. Writer Scott Snyder. You like him.
Sure.
I do. You love him.
All right.
All righty.
He's my favorite.
There it is. Suck it, Meltzer.
No, come back to me, Meltzer.
Meltzer, come back.
I like how you non-aggressively told him to come.
No, come back.
Come back.
Come back. Please come back to comics.
DC. Well, yes. DC is relaunching Justice League with a new number one.
More number ones.
Yeah. I love it. Hmm. On June 6th of this year, which is 2018.
For those listening 45 years from now.
Yeah. The internet. Do you remember the internet? So dumb. Gave everybody the HIV. We didn't know. Anyways. Writer Scott Snyder and artist Jim Chang and Jorge Jimenez will be alternating, we believe. One is on issue one and one is on issue two. And then it's unclear who will do art duties if it's them alternating throughout, but it's going to be, you know, every other week. The team appears to be... You ready? You ready for the team? Who do you want on a Justice League team?
I want...
I know what you're going to say.
Batman?
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Flash.
Okay.
Martian Manhunter.
Mm-hmm.
Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Not Superman.
Okay.
Green Arrow?
Sure.
Oh.
But, like, not current Green Arrow.
Okay.
I want, like, older Green Arrow.
Old man Ollie?
Yeah, more like Robin Hood-style hat.
Okay.
Boxing arrows.
Oh, the boxing arrows, classic.
And The Question.
Deep cut. Olivia, do you have anybody you want to see?
Some, I don't know, Wonder Woman.
I was going to say, there's no women on your team.
I didn't realize that. Zatanna.
Okay.
And Goliath.
Goliath? Isn't he Marvel?
Sure. The right. DC version.
That's what's his ass?
The Brazilian girl with the green fire hair. From the Justice League animated show. Somebody comment with what her name is.
Don't do it. It's a trick.
She's real. I've seen the episodes.
But are you real?
Probably whoa, not. Whoa. Are any of us real? We're in the Matrix.
Oh, this internet's giving us the hint.
I would like to see, like, not an all-female Justice League, but, like, a mostly female Justice League.
That would be cool. You're not getting that.
Are we getting a mostly gender fluid? No. Are they, like, real androgynous? Sort of like gold dusty character where you're not sure they could be.
No, but that would be great.
Is it a team of Labradors?
Just dressed up in superhero costumes?
Yes.
A super pet? The D-list super pets?
Yeah. No, they're all A-list.
Oh, all right. No, you're not getting what you want, and you're not getting what you want. Well, you're getting some of what you
any
want.
Any version?
I thought what you were going to say is you wanted the animated series team.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know you like that, the Justice League...
And Justice Unlimited. Both correct. Shows are fantastic.
Right. Because that's almost what you're going to get.
That's exciting.
Okay.
I might care a little bit.
All right, so the team appears to be at its initial start anyways. You got Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. You get Flash.
Wally or Barry? Because the TV show was Wally.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be Barry. Martian Manhunter. Hawk Girl.
Okay.
You're getting John Stewart, Green Lantern.
All right.
Now, the ones that weren't on that team in the cartoon, Aquaman and Cyborg.
Cyborg ends up being on the team.
At the end of Unlimited?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Aquaman's the odd man out.
He was kind of a...
He showed up.
He was like vigilante-ish, yeah. Though. If I remember correctly.
He showed up.
He's like, stop messing with Atlantis. I'm on a giant whale over here. Yeah. I throw a harpoon. It's a trident. I throw a harpoon. Yeah. He showed up in New York, apparently. I'm swimming here.
So I'm in the Hudson over here.
You guys are gross over here with your pollutions in the Hudsons. What is this? The shoe over here? These shoes don't even match. They're two different sizes.
Have you said who's writing this?
Scott Snyder.
Your favorite, remember?
Yeah. Scott Snyder, who was known for the Batman New 52 run that everybody loved, and he's writing All-Star Batman. And anytime he does anything, most people care.
Okay, because that counteracts the point I was going to say, what I thought you thought I was going to say.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, we're going
next. We're going down that rabbit hole. We're
next level now.
You know what I thought you thought I thought? No, tell me.
That I was going to beg and plead for Meltzer to come back and write it.
Oh, well, you did do that anyways.
Right, I mean.
Meltzer, get at me, Meltzer.
You'd read that.
Melty, tell me what's up. Tell me what we're going to do.
Have you ever been called Melty
before? Have you ever been called Melty? You have now. Yeah, but Melty, let me know. You've done enough historically accurate kids books. I love them all. My library stocks them. It's great. But come on, man.
Your regular books are great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you can squeeze in, like, another comic book.
They'll let you put Solomon Grundy in it. And I know you love that.
And we're all happy about that.
Yeah. Born on a Monday, Melty.
You wouldn't be unhappy if a Grundy 1 came out with Meltzer's name posted on it.
I feel like we're interviewing Meltzer and he's not in the room.
That's fine.
You wouldn't mind that, would you, Melty?
It's as close as I'm ever going to get to him.
Oh, that's so very, very sad.
Imaginatively interviewing him.
I mean, you could just go to a book signing.
Yeah, I'd have to, like, not work or be in, like, the city that he's in.
I'm just saying, he does these tours. You could do it. He just came around with one not long ago.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, because I wanted to get him for the store, and I did research, and I was like, oh, he has no time. But if you just want to go see him, he comes around.
I wonder if he'd let me beg and plead for him to write another comic book.
I'm sure he'd love it if you kept it short.
Please!
Take him away, security.
More Grundy!
No, sir, I won't do that to your Grundle. Get out of here. All right, Melty. Ball's in your court. Get at me. That's it for the news, everybody! We did it. We made it through the news.
Wow. Good us. Good for us.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we rock. Has anybody read anything that they want to talk about? You read anything? Did you read anything?
I recently finished Black Monday Murders.
Okay.
All 8 issues that have come out so far. Mm-hmm. So basically, I think I've reviewed the first issue before.
You did. With Leander was here.
Okay.
And then we played Tricky Towers, I remember. Tricky Towers.
Yeah!
Can you do that on your YouTube channel when that shows up?
Yeah!
Yeah! Tricky Towers.
Yeah!
One Tricky Towers video like a week?
Yeah!
I'm sorry, go on. You were going to actually have an actual conversation.
Oh, yeah. where was I?
You're talking about Hickman and how his book doesn't come out quickly enough for you.
Oh, shots fired. Don't hurt me. John Wick issue 2. I don't know who wrote that.
Dynamite has it. I don't know who wrote it.
So, Black Monday Murders is a crypto-noir.
Crypto-noir?
That's what they're calling it. Which is pretty accurate. It's, it is like a... It plays out like a crime type of story that's like very confusing, doesn't really tell you a whole lot at first. And the more you read, the more kind of subtle information you're getting. That's
how Hickman writes.
You're trying to unfold the mystery behind these alien things, whatever they are, controlling the currency of the world, basically.
Bitcoin. And they, I knew it.
Stock markets and how they control them and all that. Hmm. So without giving anything away, I read the whole thing. I think I got what I wanted out of it. I'm not sure if I...
But you want more, right? You want more.
Yeah, because it definitely ends on a cliffhanger. Right, Cliff? And investigator, or the lead investigator, investigating these people.
The investigator investigated things?
That's very noir. They do that in noir.
Can't talk right now. All of a sudden, he wants in on this whole shebang, on this whole conspiracy.
Conspiracy shebang? This is amazing.
Like, he, like, sees all, like, the horror and atrocities behind this thing, and he's like, yeah, I want in. And we're like, oh, okay. And that's how they leave it.
Hickman, you're doing the slow burn. Yeah. We need more info.
It's
we need
a real
more.
Slow burn. When's it coming? You know, tortured by reading. Like, this is it.
My favorite book right now is a Hickman book, and that's East of West. And that's the same way. It's just like, all this information, so much information, so many characters, and then something will eventually happen! And you'd be like, the thing's about to happen. And then it happens, and you're like, yes! That slow burn of Hickman. Mm-hmm. So good. And then it's just insanity until the end.
Okay. I should check that out, then.
I love that book. So good.
You have said you enjoy that book.
I love that. That's my favorite current book. Easily. Hmm. I even put it above Invincible when that was still coming out, so that Ooh. Means something. Invincible was great. From beginning to end, I liked Invincible, but.
Cliff, did you read anything?
No.
No.
Not even the Cliff Notes? Hi-yo, I can do it too!
No.
Alright, well, I got a book. I brought it with me, just like old times. I reviewed issue one of this on the Team Ashen YouTube channel. It's called Versus. And what it basically is space gladiators. That is the best way to describe it. Not like fun, like American gladiators, but like actual Colosseum murder gladiators. And one of the favorites gets injured in issue one, and he's taken off the team. This is a continuation where he heals up, and he's put back on the team, and people are murdering each other, and it's all about corporate sponsorship, and it's a really cool idea.
So it's like the Hunger Games.
It's the idea, it's kind of the idea of the Hunger Games, but it's more sci-fi, more like your classic kind of sci-fi tropes are thrown in there. Lots of alien species. It looks more like a Star Wars movie than a Hunger Games, but like it has that feel. It's pretty good, but it moves at an odd pace. But one of the best things this book does is it has commercials for products in the middle of it. And it's as if you were having them beamed at you, the reader, as if you were watching this in the future and, you know, we were all high technology. It's like, oh, his stats are sponsored by, you know, whatever. And it's great. It's actually really funny.
Yeah.
So it's a very creative book. It's an image book. Issue 2 just came out this past week. And I like it. I don't know if I want more, though. Like, they haven't given me enough to say, yes, 100% I'm in. But I do enjoy it. It's tough, and it's like one of those books that like most stores probably don't order a ton of.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you order a bunch of number one, you have some left, you don't order a ton of the next few. I don't know, but it's a cool book. The art's great, but again, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that I'm in for issue 3. And I don't know that I would love it if I read the trade.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But if you're a sci-fi fanatic, it's perfect for you because it's got a little of everything, and it's got a simple story with fun little events and little quips and little jokes and whatnot. It's very very Hunger Games meets Running Man meets, you know, I don't know, the Jetsons. That's not true at all. And that's my book Versus number 2.
So, since we did a thing, how much of Jessica Jones have you watched?
So you, if you guys haven't checked yet, and Pastizzi watched it, and he said he agreed with both of you on your opinions, and I said, that's great, don't talk to me about it, I'll kill you. I haven't finished it yet, which is still true, but I have watched more. I'm on 7 or 8 out of the 13 episodes.
So, okay. To ask a question, did one episode end with what you could have been considered a giant plot hole, and then to get immediately answered in the next episode?
No. I don't feel
that. Because episode 6 ended on like what I thought was a giant plot hole, and the beginning of episode 7 instantly clears it up.
I mean, I know what you might be talking. I don't want to. We can't talk about this like that. We'll talk about it off air. But I've been enjoying the show. I know Al from the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey, hated it. He didn't even finish it.
Oh.
But
he's, yeah, he said he got like halfway through.
Yeah, he's a grouch though. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm digging it. I'm at the middle. I don't feel like it's a particularly strong story, but it's not a bad story. That's how I feel.
Still better than Defenders and Iron Fist.
Yes, easily. Easily.
But not as good as Jessica Jones season one.
No, season one was great.
Mm-hmm.
I put Jessica Jones season one as my favorite Marvel
series. It's my second. Daredevil one is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm not going to argue with you because Daredevil season one is also up there with me. So mm-hmm. It's one of those I can see.
The two Daredevils I really like. But I almost feel like if I could just pick and choose a little from both seasons, it would be perfect. Like, if I could eliminate, like, two or three episodes from season two, and maybe, like, one or two from season one, right. It's a better... I don't know if it's, like, we need 13 episodes to get picked up kind of thing. We don't need 13 hours of these characters.
Do 10 episodes.
10 would be a lot better. I mean, unless there's some... For some reason, you can actually say, you know...
It has to be 13.
Right. Yeah. I don't feel that way. Like, where I'm at, there's a lot of flashbacks going on. They're important. Do they need to be the whole episode? Probably not. Probably mm-hmm. not.
Filter them more into the episodes, and then you've chopped one episode out.
Yeah, it's like the CW method almost. Like, just copy that. Like, Arrow, everything that he did in the past reminds him of something he's going through currently.
Yeah.
Do that. Who cares? I don't know. I just think there's too much of a time commitment to these shows that are not necessarily the greatest thing in the world, but they're not, you know, they're fine.
They're better than a lot of other stuff.
Right. Yeah. So, that's what I think. I think it's good. I'll finish it eventually. Maybe mm-hmm. I'll watch it tonight just to say I did it. Anything you want to add before we wrap her up?
Not that I can think of.
No, maybe Olivia?
It's just the general stuff. Be sure to check out our Ruina comics.
Ah, they've been really fun. People are digging them.
Another one's coming out.
Yep. They eventually make their way on the podcast as audio, but they're already up on the YouTube by that point with drunk drawings by me, which are a blast, trust me.
And silly, crazy ideas from me and the surrounding cast for it.
Yep.
I think we have another one coming out soon. Maybe before this gets up, or maybe after this gets up.
If I don't suck at my quote-unquote job, it'll be after.
Well, then that's fine. So if you've got another one coming up.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell them what it is?
If you guys like Superman Red Son,
oh yeah,
be sure to check it out. This one gets real crazy.
I gotta say, so I wasn't a part of this one. You had some great fill-in guest stars, but like... I made sure I didn't listen to it before I got drunk and drew it, and I had such a blast drawing it, but it was hard. It was really hard.
We've got some ridiculous ideas.
Yeah. Like, man, you guys reference a show I never heard of. I had to look up the show. I'm like, who the hell is in this? What am I even drawing? I have no frame of reference. Then I go down the rabbit hole of, what is this show? Why is this so great? Tom, why do you think this is so great? And I got to look at it, and then I got to text Tom. Tom, are you an idiot or are you the man? I don't know. So
it's probably a real text that got sent.
Oh, no, it's in our group text. You can find it. It's in there. I love you, Tom.
But yeah, so we've done Infinity Gauntlet, and we've done Flash Rebirth. Check them out. They're both great.
I don't know which one I like more. Maybe the Infinity Gauntlet, because that kind of is a jab at Leander with fun.
I had more fun, I think, with Infinity Gauntlet, just because Jubilee's so easy.
Sure.
Sorry, Leander.
Powers-wise, she's not like a whore.
Right. but I had a good time with Red Son, and... having been a part of all three, mm-hmm. Red Son definitely has a different feel than the other two.
Uh-huh.
But no, check it out. It was a lot of fun. And again, if you guys have books you want us to do, let us know.
We actually have a bunch of those piling up. We gotta get on that.
Email us later.
Okay. This has just been brought to my attention.
The problem is I do most of the writing part of this, and it's just like, oh, I'm so overbooked with work. podcast work. Oh, God. Ooh.
People want content. Oh, my God.
People want things, and I give it to them, and then I'm sad. I'm very Eeyore. Yeah.
So now that I've needlessly plugged something for the podcast.
No, that's great. Ooh,
I want to plug something.
Yeah, plug it.
Blue Diamond Almonds make these amazing almond flavors. All right, one of them's called Smokehouse, which is awesome.
Which is basically like a bacon-covered almond.
And they have another flavor called Habanero Barbecue. Mm-hmm. You should check those out.
And get at us, Blue Diamond.
Get at me. Melty, can you talk to the Blue Diamond people? You got more pull than I do. Oh, we need that sponsorship. Or at least like a can of some of this.
So. And almonds are some that aren't terrible to eat on the keto diet.
Which we should make a keto-friendly cookbook, Capes and Scales. I've been saying it for a while.
My mom bought us a keto cookbook.
Yeah.
And when she handed it to me, she went, "Don't call me your grandmother," and then handed it to me.
That's great.
Because for a frame of reference on my grandmother, randomly I'll get letters in the mail, or pieces of mail from my grandmother with recipes from cookbooks that she clipped out and mails them to me. From books that she swears my grandfather is paying for, but he swears that they're free because he signed up for something. It's a very old people story.
Sure.
And I get mail from my grandmother, or my grandfather will show up at my work and hand them to me and ask me if I've gotten the ones that have been mailed to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that with my parents. I get a Entertainment Weekly subscription, and my dad gets Sports Illustrated, and we'll always try to swap them back and forth, and then there's like, you know, Modern Living gets thrown in there, and like
all my grandmother will be like, "Here's Better Home and Gardens." I'm like, "I don't want this," and she's like, "Well, give it to your wife." All right, grandma.
It's going in the recycling.
Oh, recycling. Yeah.
It didn't, if you're listening, grandma.
I love you, grandma. She might be. What's up, grandma? Melty, grandma, get back at me. But yeah, that's it. That's it. The end of the episode. I won't drag it on too much longer. Just remember that episode 3 of the Capes and Scales $10 unboxing is up. It is one of my favorites. They really, really did a good job on this one.
Those videos are hilarious, and the shit you find
for $10
is ridiculous.
This one in particular is really funny. I think you'll enjoy it. I ask them to do silly things, and they're good guys. They usually do it. This is a prime example in this one. And also, don't forget, Coffee Time with Olivia, episode 1, is coming March 26th at 10:30 a.m. if you want specifics. Eastern Standard Time.
Be there.
Be there, or be square.
Oh my God.
Yeah, confirmed. I love it. So ahead on my YouTube work that I can confirm a date that's never happened before.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. Thank you for listening!
Bye.
Bye.
Bye!